Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show, and you found it. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. Taking a break, a little break this afternoon. We have a special afternoon edition today. Taking a little break from my painting to do the show, and that's such a good thing. I'm so glad to do that because, man, this painting is fighting me today, baby. It's fighting me. So hopefully this will clear the cobwebs and everything will just be wonderful. Today on the show, we've got a fantastic musician, singer-songwriter, Mr. James Patrick Morgan. How are you, sir? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being on. You're classing the joint up around here, man. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. now, you're on LA right now, right?
No, I'm in Atlanta.
Atlanta. Okay, cool. My neck of the woods, kind of. When we do, for some reason, whenever I do the show, everybody's either in LA or New York, it seems. Cool. Atlanta, one of my favorite cities. I love Atlanta. Love it. Whenever me and my gal Danny go, we cannot go without. She insists every time we go to Atlanta to go to the aquarium there. She's got a big thing for whale sharks, so you know. James, I've been to that aquarium so many times, the fish recognize me, man. They're like, oh, here he is again. Here he is again. It's crazy. That's a fun town, though. Now, did you grow up in that neck of the woods, or what's the story?
Oh, yeah, I did. I was originally from Athens, Georgia, out towards the University of Georgia, and then kind of moved closer to the city because college towns are awesome, fun, but you don't make a lot of money. Playing to college students.
So true. I think Athens, now, I don't want to sound all California and New Agey or anything, but there are certain towns, like every town has a feel to it and a vibe to it whenever you go there, you know? But there are some that, I don't know if there's ley lines or what the deal is, the Earth's magnet or something, where it breeds really creative people. Like Austin, Texas, Portland, Oregon's one. Athens, GA is one as well. There's tons of talent come out of there, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could be the alcohol, you know, I mean, just really inspiring people. I don't know what it is. But, yeah, you're right, though. There's a lot of great music came out of there. I love it.
Well, it's fantastic. Now, you have a new EP out, and the name of the EP, I'm furiously looking through my show notes right now, Unexpected. No, that's the. Is it called Expected? I know that's one of the tracks on
the
EP.
No. The EP is called Art Plus Work Equals Love, and Expected is the first single on the EP.
Got it. I'll never forget that. What a great title for an album, man. I like that. That is very, very cool. Now, let me ask you, growing up in Athens and, pre-move to the big city there, were you always like a band guy? Were you kind of grew up in that, you know, we all know those people that, the serious band guy, you know, that the one that has all the equipment and sets gigs up and makes everybody rehearse. No, you weren't that guy.
No. I didn't even really get into guitar mainly until going into college, honestly. So like when I was, trying to do music, I mean, you know, you're in the Bible Belt, so you get, you know, drug around the church and different stuff like that. So everyone's like, hey, be a part of this band or be a part of this thing or, you know, sing in chorus or quartet or whatever the hell. You know,
right.
There's a lot of musical opportunities. But in the end, it's just, music really didn't take hold of me until probably post-high school.
I gotcha. Well, and it's a great way, you know, while everybody else in college is trying to be a DJ, it seems these days, it's cool to know an instrument, man. You meet a lot of girls, you know? You meet a lot of people. If that's your thing, if it's not, no big deal, but I don't know.
You meet a lot of everything.
It's a crazy
scene, man.
I'm telling you.
To the creative ones.
You, You know, I gotta say, I know some youngsters are listening that are doing the high school thing, and I remember, you know, I never really dug high school. I was like, I was the big weirdo in school. But the thing is I was very popular. You know, my parents had a big house. We had big parties whenever they went out of town. But the thing was, college is where it's at, man. If you're young, listen to the show, and you don't dig high school, wait till you get to college. I don't remember anything about high school. College is where everything happened. Just like with, you know, James, you getting into your music and everything. That seems to be when things bloom, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Now, were you going to school for music?
Oh, not at all.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Honestly,
go ahead.
I wanted to I went to school just trying to learn a little bit about professional counseling, just kind of wanted to help people. And I thought about, you know, what if I went on to maybe get my doctorate and maybe I could incorporate some sort of music therapy. And then I ended up just playing around in the bars and stuff. And when I did, I kind of realized, you know, I mean, you're providing therapy for free almost all the time. I just cost you a drink. And, I mean, you're getting therapy on all sides with that. So.
And somebody wrote him a check, and he said, oh, this is where it's – that's what it did with me. I'm a painter by trade, and I, you know, I used to draw every day. I was that guy, you know, the painting, drawing guy. And
right on.
Everything changed. The first time I sold a piece, I was in this weird phase. You know, when you're a kid, you do all this weird stuff. My big thing, my gimmick was that I was doing pointillism, you know, where you draw a picture with just dots of ink. And I would count the dots and then name the piece, whatever it was. I think the first piece, this piece I'm thinking about, was like, you know, 600,428 or some weird number like that of all these dots. And somebody paid me $100 for it. And things changed. I was like, oh, my gosh, I can make a living doing this? Here we go, you know.
maybe not in the college town sometimes.
Right.
At least not with tips. At least not with tips, because don't put tobacco products in your tip bucket.
Oh, man.
That's their tip.
Oh, that's bad. That is bad. Yeah, I didn't – you know, I should let any of the kids know, and, you know, they're going to drop out of school and just start doing pointillism paintings. The next painting I sold was about 5 years later, so that $100 I had to stretch for a while. No, you know, you got to do all those crazy, terrible jobs when you're in college and stuff.
Pay your dues.
I worked at a U-Haul for a long time. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I put a lot of hitches. I was the hitch king in Somerville, Massachusetts. I'm telling you, terrible. And now I know what I don't want to do, you know, but if things ever get bad, I can always do that. That's cool. So you got into music and you started playing and stuff and I mean, was there a moment where you said, this is it? This is really what I'm going for, the brass ring. Like, can you remember that moment?
I mean, I definitely always felt strongest when, you know, you're working with the audience. And when I could see – one of the things I look for the most is the double take factor. When somebody thought they had figured you out, like they're judging the book by its cover or something else, and they're like – I know what this is going to sound like, or I know what's going to happen here. And then you show them something a little bit different that they weren't expecting, and then they look at you, or they're just looking down or waiting for another band or something, and all of a sudden you shock them, and they turn around, and it was almost like you're, like, dispelling all of their preconceived notions. And when I first saw that, I was like, that's what I'm going to aim for every single show, every single thing I can do, because I just want – I want people to be able to – I don't know. I want people to be shocked. It's one of the most rewarding things to see because it's usually a smile that follows, and that's what you hope for. I mean, not everybody's going to be into it, but you look for those that are, and you capitalize on that and just have a great time. And that energy, it's powerful. So it's pretty awesome.
It really is. It's seeing a good musician. I've never been a musician, but I've hung out with a ton growing up. That seemed to be all my friends were in bands and stuff. But you know, you watch a band, and again, this will sound, I sound like some guru in Northern California or something, or wannabe, I should say. But no, you'll see a good band of either a musician, a singer, or a band, And there's like this magic that happens, man. There's this energy that goes off the performer into the audience, and then they bounce it back, and then he or she bounces it back down to him, and it grows with each bounce. You know, it's
oh yeah.
I have yet to do that with painting. I think it's just something inherent with live performance. You know, it's really cool. It's really cool when you're with that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that being said, James, it's really terrible what it does. I've been to a lot of shows, man, where, ooh, you know, you're trying to start a fire with wet firewood. But you're not like that.
Yeah.
You're not like, your music's fantastic. It's awesome. I'm not a big fan. Now, we're going to play a track. Let's play a track so people know what we're talking about. I've got all five queued up here. I've got Alone, Expected, Fly Like an Eagle. What a fantastic cover that is, too. Right Mistake, Sign Language. What should we play first?
Well, I think Alone is one of the I've been playing that a lot recently, so I think that'll be a great one to start with.
Cool. Well, here it is, everybody. This is James Patrick McGraw. Or Morgan, what am I saying? I'm all turned around. I'm thinking of somebody totally else. I'm not thinking of them. It's just slipping out of my mouth. I don't know what it is. And, you know, it's funny. That actual guy hasn't been on the show in like 2 years. I don't even know where that came from. James Patrick with Morgan, and this is Alone.
What you're doing, I see it all the time. A fuzzle got around you and feed you all their lines. I know you like attention and the flame that it ignites. But I've got a fight for you that'll last longer than tonight, yeah. I can take all the best any longer. And the beat in my chest gets stronger. And say, damn girl, you hot. I'll never make you feel like that's all you got. But baby, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you're not. I can take all the best in it longer. It's a beat in my chest. The beat in my chest gets stronger. So I got you on your shoulder. I grab your hand and pull you closer, so closer. I can't take all of this any longer. As the beat in my chest gets
track. That was James Patrick Morgan, Alone. I like it, James. I like it. Good stuff.
Thank you.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, YourWebDesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. YourWebDesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi folks, are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Epperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now, the new album, Art Plus Work Equals Love. Was this a drawn out process, or what was the timeline on it? Did it take a long time to do, or not really?
Not really. I mean, I guess that's a matter of perspective. You know, as someone who's writing the music and performing, and you just can't wait for people to hear it. It's an eternity between the time you record and the time you get it out to people. But I mean, at the same time, you have to wait for the opportune moment. I mean, there's always a rhyme and a reason, and I trust more trusted or seasoned hands to operate the mechanism, because they know it more than I do. I just like to perform. I just want to get people out to hear it.
You just work there. I hear you, James. I hear you. No, you're right, man. It is a drag. I'm working on a project right now where it's a book, and it's I don't want to say too much about it, but it's going to have a whole, you know, like 30 new paintings in it, and I'm working with some writers, people who write and, short stories and whatnot, and all that's going to come together. And I'm doing these, you know, fantastic paintings, but I just want to post them on Facebook and stuff right away when I get them done. But I can't do it because of it. It's got to wait for the book, and it's extremely frustrating. Even when people come to the studio, I got to put a sheet over the painting. It's no good. I want to show it off, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. So do you always have – a lot of musicians I know always have like a catalog of music ready to go on an EP or an album or – What are you like that? Do you keep a lot in reserve a little bit, or you know, are you always writing? I should say.
Oh, most definitely, definitely. I mean, I have just pages and pages. I would like to have everything, you know, put on a computer, but there's something about the process of writing that demands old-fashioned paper and pen, and I just have to just you know fill up spiral notebooks full of ideas and. Maybe I'll have something recorded on a little digital recorder that's like, oh, I love this melody. And then like, oh, well, we'll just put this and this together. And you know, and just save that for the right time. When you go back into the studio, then you just like, oh, yeah, I remember doing that. It took about 10 seconds. Let's make something of it. So it's just like, you know, you always leave room for the opportunities.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, that is, you know, I predict that little spiral book will be, you know, in 30 years. Worth $100,000, $200,000. You know, it'll wind up on Pawn Stars. Somebody will come in there and, you know, with some story. Well, I got this in a poker game or something, and they won't believe them. And
sounds good to me.
It'll just be a big thing. He's like, as long as I've got the money, I'm all set.
Oh,
man. Well, the cool thing, well, people don't realize that, too, especially for musicians or creative types. When those big sales come in, when any sales come in, I mean, nothing's free, man. Studio time and not just the studio, but mastering and all the nonsense and stuff that goes into that. That's all money, you know. It's all nothing's free. Nobody works for free. No, speaking of which, all of these tracks we're playing today and whatnot, and even the ones you don't hear, folks, these are all available on iTunes and digital download or wherever people can buy digital music, right? They just put in James Patrick Morgan and the catalog comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. Very cool. Well, it's, you know, it's really cool music. I like it. And I'm seeing here that this was produced by David Huff. And
that's right.
What was it working with him like?
Oh, the thing that I probably like to say about David the most is that he allowed me to really make any kind of attempts that I wanted to, like mistakes. If there was you know, some sort of idea that I had, and you know, we already have like a whole bunch. He's like, no, just lay it down, because you can always go back at the end of the process and just weed out the, you know, the things that didn't really fly. And I mean, that's what I love the most is that, you know, he was very laid back. He was very encouraging. He trusted me as an artist to do stuff. And he's like, well, what do you want to do? And then, I mean, he let me guide the process. And I think that's one of the most important things you can do. When working with a creative mind, you're like, hey, I appreciate what you're doing and bringing to the table. He did. And he didn't have any reason to give me that kind of freedom, because he's way more renowned than than I could have imagined. And he's still allowing me the opportunity to be myself. I think that was great.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. So cool. Let's play another track. What should we play next, do you think?
Let's go ahead and go with Expected. Let's give it some horn section.
Awesome. Here it is, folks. This is Expected, James Patrick Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
street lights. It was hard to say goodbye. Good me didn't see anything like this on our horizon. Part of me left with you in your car. Every time you leave, you take one more piece of my heart.
Over the end of that, but I'm glad I didn't. That was expected, James Patrick Morgan. I wouldn't have done that, James. I wouldn't have talked over the end. What a great track. So cool. So cool. Now, when you were writing this, you write with acoustic guitar, right?
Yeah, typically.
Now, when you're writing, I'm just curious, and forgive my ignorance in this. Like I said, I know nothing other than a listener and consumer of music about the process and whatnot. And I've always wondered about this. So you're writing a song like expected, and you mentioned going into it, you know, it has some horns in there. You know, are you hearing that in your head as you're writing that down? You're like, oh, I want to put some horns here. Or does that happen more down the process?
I would say that. I mean, that happened. It happened down the process. But when it comes to like what you're imagining, I don't think it ever stops. It's definitely stuck in the infinitive. You have, you know, like something that you really wish you would have done, you know, 2 years after you recorded something, and then you have stuff that you thought to begin with, and like, oh, this could, you know, it's endless possibilities when you're thinking how this is going to be laid out. Like, oh my gosh, I would have a stronger sense here. Like, it's going to sound like this, and you're trying to find your sound. And if I wanted a little funky to go with that funky acoustic, then I think the horns was a perfect pairing, and David was spot on with those guys.
That's cool. That's awesome. Very, very cool. And the cool thing about working in a town like Atlanta, you know, a nice big city like Atlanta, is you have access to, you need a horn section. Well, that can happen. You know, that can happen a lot easier than say a smaller town, working in a smaller town or whatnot. I would imagine. I don't know. You know.
Oh,
it just seems logical to me. That's cool. That's cool. Atlanta, man, I can only imagine, you know. We need some cellists. Not a problem. Let me make a call, you know. Very cool. That's awesome. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger painting. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Now, when it comes to an EP, an album like you've got 5 tracks on this, is it hard narrowing it down from your repertoire, we'll say, to just 5 tracks? Or did you kind of know, okay, this is where I want to go with it, so we're definitely doing this, 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 and this? Maybe that.
Oh, there's definitely, you know, you take up a team, collective opinion, because, I mean, there's so much to choose. I mean, you know, some things were obvious. We're hearing like, oh, man, sign language, like that's one of them, like, oh, that definitely has to be there. And, you know, something else. And then some other person's like, but I really like that one. I really didn't like what you did there. I think they need to see this. I think you would show a little bit more of your range. And I'm like, okay, fine. And so you're just thinking to yourself, like, why can't we just put them all there? But then you have to be very tasteful and selective with this stuff. And so it was definitely a challenge, but I think we ended up picking the right one. The CP.
I definitely think so too. Yeah, it's great. And, man, and I got to tell you, like I said, I mentioned before, your cover of Fly Like an Eagle, that's just fantastic as well. Just blew me out of the water. Blew me out of the water when I heard that. And I want to let people know before I forget. Oh, yeah, man, I'm telling you, man, I'm not lying. It's fantastic. But before I forget, we have a link on our show page to James's website. It's very difficult to find, but no, it's not. It's very easy. JamesPatrickMorgan.com, www.JamesPatrickMorgan.com. There's no E's with an accent over anything. It's very simple to get to. It works great. I was trying the other day. I had that. I was trying. Somebody sent me a website link or told me about it, and I was trying to figure out how to make that E on my laptop here. I don't know. It's beyond me. with a fantastic website when you get there too. And also at the top of the page, right on the splash page when you get there, right at the top is all the links to James Patrick Morgan's social media, all the stuff he's on. And I suggest you click on that stuff and like and follow and subscribe and tweet. And the big one we always forget to mention, share. Hit the share button. Everybody has a share button on all this stuff. Let your friends and everybody know. If they don't already, about James Patrick Morgan. What do you think about – hey, I got to mention, too, what a jacket, James, on your website here. That's a great – first off, it's a great image. What a jacket. I'm jealous. That is a fantastic jacket. Very, very cool. Oh,
yeah. Yes. it's very memorable. I I wish I could wear that jacket to every freaking show. But I think it was made of velvet, like part of it or something. I don't even know. It just felt like, I don't know, something that Prince or somebody else could have pulled off. And I was just like, yes, clothe me, adorn me in this majesty. It's awesome. It was one of the best jackets ever.
The problem with that is you decided to live in Atlanta. It's going to be hot. It's going to get hot. Now, see, you can wear that every day.
I'm cold weather. I mean, no blizzards here or anything like
that's
that per se, but it gets cold enough.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. But this is a cool website. I like this. I don't know if, you have a team that does this or whatnot, or if you do it. Whoever's in charge of the website, buy them a pizza or something. It's, they earned it. Very, very good. A good website. I like it. I like it, man. I like it. It's easy to navigate. And, it's got all the stuff and whatnot. No, I know you're promoting the album right now. Any plans on playing out or anything like that? Or is it just promo for the album at this point right now?
Definitely, kind of rotating between, original things, maybe a little cover something here and there. And honestly, we're looking into different possibilities of, agencies and tour possibilities to go forward with that and to be able to travel, especially nationally, just even more so than now.
Awesome.
So we're definitely getting on board.
That's cool, man. That is cool. Well, I definitely am going to, like I said, follow you on Facebook and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. Just so if I know if you guys wind up down in South Florida here, I know where to go to see the show. And all you listeners out there, I suggest you do the same thing. Cool, cool, cool. Now, James, I promised you we're running a little late. We got time for another track, I think, though. What should we play next? They're so good, all of them.
Sign language, most definitely. I think that's the right one.
Outstanding. Well, here it is, folks. This is James Patrick Morgan, Sign Language. Check this out. I think you're really going to like it. It's outstanding. Well, here it is.
Thank you.
There it is, folks. Sign language. What a track. What a track.
James Patrick Morgan. James, I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Now that
it's one of my favorites. I love that in the high range. It's a lot more fun.
I'm telling you, man, I bet you people are just, you know, digging that when you play it and whatnot. So cool. Mm-hmm. So cool. Now, I hate to put you on the spot, James, but I know we're promoting art plus work equals love. The only reason I'm asking is a total selfish one. Thoughts on an upcoming album after this one? Anything in the works or not quite yet? The reason I ask,
because I just want to hear more, man. I want more. You know?
Me too. I will give you that scoop. It's five songs. It's an EP. You're looking to get the full album going, and we're just seeing how people respond to this one. But, I mean, the writing process has continued, collaborations and kind of driving up to Nashville, which isn't that far of a drive, you know. It's like right around 3.5-4 hours and end up writing some fantastic new tunes. And, I mean, I'm testing them out every now and then. If I'll do a cover show, I'm like, hey, guys, check this one out while you're checking out these other ones. And they're like, oh, I love that. I can't wait to hear it. I'm like, I know, me too. So, I mean, we're definitely continuing the process. It's just we gotta let people sit and stew in this one just for a little bit.
I hear you. Well, it's fantastic. It is so good. And, hey, and before we end up on the show here, I want to, before I forget, I should say, if you are in a band or a creative person or whatnot, you need some help with on the digital PR side of things, the fine folks at Mile High Productions, you need to talk to. We also have a link up for that as well. So Chris Rice is the fellow to talk to over there. Send him I don't know how the business works, you know, send him an email or wash his car or something, pick up the dry clean. Whatever you got to do, get him on your side. That's all I'm saying. That's my advice to you. James, this is what a great EP. You know, I just wish you loads and loads of success with it. It's really, really good. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
That's the plan. Thank you very much.
Well, that's going to do it for us today. Again, James Patrick Morgan. Folks, we got the website up there. Click on that. Add all the social media. Do what you got to do. Hey, and why not, while you're over there, pick up an MP3, huh? How about that? This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the social media platforms and whatnot, including iTunes on their for free on the podcast list they have there on iTunes. Do me a favor, if you're listening to this in the future on iTunes, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost anything, and it puts us up at the top of the page. That's where we like to be. Our advertisers like it. Everybody likes it. It makes my day a whole lot easier when we're doing real well. And so, yeah, of course. James, thank you so much again for being on the show, man. You rock. I can't wait to hear more. Just outstanding.
Dude, my pleasure. Thank you.
Great. Have a good night, everybody. And, afternoon, I should say. We will be back tomorrow night. We have a late show tomorrow night, 10 o'clock on the East Coast, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. Got a really cool metal band called Bad Boy Eddie. You guys are going to really like that. I will see you then. Have a good day, everybody. See you later, James.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.